We welcome Steve Hill, the new Public Works Director for the City of Mountain Home. You're going to start in June. Welcome to Mountain Home.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, and we're excited to make a move from Dayton, Ohio to Mountain Home, Arkansas.
A native of Ohio.
That's correct.
Why Mountain Home?
Well, we just feel that it's a great community to bring our kids, to kind of have an adventure as a family. I have a daughter who will be a junior next year, a son who will be in the eighth grade. And we're just excited for them to be a part of the Mountain Home public school system and really take advantage of some of the education that's there. And this the city as a whole has just been very welcoming. It's a beautiful area. And so we're just looking to take advantage of all the natural resources that are here in Mountain Home.
City streets and the water department will be the two biggest objectives that come across your desk. What challenges do you see us facing as you move into this new role?
Sure. I mean, I think with any city department, you know, obviously customer service is going to be a number one type, you know, objective and concern, making sure that we're meeting the needs and the expectations as best we can. And then I think communication and collaboration really between two different, which have been distinct groups for a long time, and just helping coordinate projects and help encourage and get communication flowing a little bit more freely.
The infrastructure of city water and sewer departments across the United States is starting to become more and more prominent. How would you rate the infrastructure that we have currently in the city of Mountain Home?
What I'm seeing so far, I mean, the good news is that the infrastructure is not as old, right, as some of the other, like in Dayton, Ohio, we have pipe in the ground from 1890. So we don't have that issue here in Mountain Home. So a lot of the issues that you're seeing nationally in the news, like lead and PFAS and PFOS, we're not going to experience that here. So that's a great advantage that we're going to have. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we've got to make sure the infrastructure is in place to support growth, make sure that people, when they turn on their faucet, they have water. And when they flush their toilets, it goes where it's supposed to go. And so that's capacity. I don't really have real clear picture yet on what that looks like, but I know that there's a lot of growth on the outskirts of town to bring service to those customers.
We're meeting in City Hall. The mayor had almost a standing room only room for you. Were you surprised to see this many people welcome you?
Honestly, no, because I just know how welcoming everyone on the staff has been, and everyone that I've met in this community has just been super warm, very encouraging. And so, and it's the mayor. He just has a personality that draws people. And so yeah, I'm looking forward to working with him and just really experiencing Mountain Home and really bring value here the best that I can.
The Baxley kids, Baxley's of course is our parks director, his kids presented your kids with Mountain Home Bomber gear today.
Yeah, they're excited. I know they're a little bit surprised by that, but I know that they're looking forward to becoming bombers.